from captivity. I grew up in a neighborhood that was, well, I think I'll read Black Bottom first of all, and then you'll sort of see what happened in my family in the early 1940s. Black Bottom. When relatives came from out of town, we would drive down to Black Bottom, drive slowly down the congested main streets, Bobian and Hastings, trapped in the mesh of Saturday night. Freshly escaped black middle class, we snickered and were proud. The louder the streets, the prouder. We laughed at the bright clothes of a prostitute, a man sitting on a curb with a bottle in his hand. We smelled barbecue cooking in dented washtubs, and our mouths watered. As much as we wanted it, we couldn't take the chance. Rhythm and blues came from the windows, the throaty voice of a woman lost in the bass, in the drums, in the dirty down and out, the grind. I love to see a funeral, then I know it ain't mine. We rolled our windows down so that the waves rolled over us like blood. We hoped to pass invisibly, knowing on Monday we would return safely to our jobs, the post office and classrooms. We wanted our suffering to be offered up as tender meat, and our triumphs to be belted out as raucous song. We had lost our voice in the suburbs, in Conant Gardens, where each brick house delineated a fence of silence. We had lost the right to sing in the streets and damn creation. We returned to wash our hands of them, to smell them, whose very existence tore us down to the human.